Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Life is a gamble.
Die, my friends. That's our song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section singing our anthem. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Ross Kimbrowski. Crowdspring.com, is that right, Ross?
Yeah, crowdspring.com.
Tell us about it.
Crowdspring helps small businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with everything from custom logo design to web design, product design, and business naming for every stage of a growing business. We believe that great design doesn't have to cost tens of thousands of dollars, so we reduce prices 10 to 50 times. Custom logos and other projects start at $299, including all fees. And rather than pick from bids and proposals, you actually pick from dozens of unique logo designs for your business. You pick the one you want, which is a completely different model than on other marketplaces. And we've been in business for 12 years, 220,000 designers and namers around the world.
All right. So, folks, and we've been following Ross's progress and success for a number of years now. It's been pretty important, pretty impressive. Hey, Ross, we're talking about digitally transforming your branding. Rebranding your business, your products, your offerings, your messaging, with these new digital interface environments that we're into that are there partially because of the digital transformation of our world, also partially accelerated and compressed and imposed by the response to the pandemic. All of that's come together. And it's an unnatural form of pressure on Main Street that we were already having a hard enough time dealing with digital transformation, and now we've got this new force that's on top of us. It's really taking our breath away, Ross. How do we get out from under this? How do we make one little baby step and put four or five of those together to make it into one rebranding step? How do we do that?
Sure. So you start out by looking at what makes your company special, and your column this week talks about that. It's the special sauce for a lot of Main Street businesses. It's the fact that you know your customers really well. I mean, these are the traditional factors that make Main Street businesses so powerful. Most big companies don't know who their users are. They don't know them by name. They don't know what they buy typically. Main Street businesses have a really close relationship with the users. They have great word of mouth. And so it's taking stock of those values and then building a strategy, because here's the thing about rebranding that's really important. It's hard for a small business to go from a current brand to a completely new brand overnight. For big companies, they spend millions of dollars on this. They have lots of people working. For a small business, you need a strategy, because if you're just doing things ad hoc here and there, you're going to end up with a mixed-up brand. And one of the most important things that we tell small business owners, we talk to thousands every year, is make sure your branding is consistent, your visual identity is consistent. If you have a logo that you use on your website, make sure it looks the same on your business cards, in your social media profiles, on your marketing materials. If you're using brand colors, make sure those colors are consistent. Because if you confuse customers with inconsistent branding, they're going to have a hard time remembering you. So strategy is really important. And then you go through what I mentioned earlier. You go through a SWOT analysis, looking at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You look at your market and the competition.
But that SWOT analysis, Ross, has to be updated for what I call the new regular of right now, for all of the forces that are pushing different interfaces and shortening the time of the interface with customers and their new expectations when they get to that interface, to that little screen or the big screen or face to face with you. You have to, I mean, a lot of our audience have done SWOT analyses. They're a swallow now. They know what that is, but they may not be doing it in the context of what's different about this moment in time, which is the most compressed level of stress, Ross, in my career, and I've been around a long time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, ultimately, if you've taken some steps as a small business to get online, it is absolutely not enough for the vast majority of businesses. You're going to have to take a look at what you're doing and figure out how to take the next step or next several steps, because ultimately, competition is just intense. There are a lot of businesses fighting for customers, and customers are starting their searches online, they're ending their searches online, they're communicating digitally by yep. email, through chat, and most people don't want to talk on the phone anymore. They may still call you to find out if you have a product.
Most small businesses, if they're failing at this, is because they're not budgeting, they're not putting a real line item on their budget for this kind of thing. That's what they've got to do, isn't it?
I think there are two reasons.
Go ahead. Quickly.
Yeah, there are two reasons. One is exactly that. They're underinvesting. And one mm-hmm. one of the important principles we've always talked about at CrowdSpring is underinvesting in good design costs you a lot more in the end, because yeah. you have a tough time building a strong visual brand.
What's
and
the
you
other
lose
one?
Credibility.
What's the other one? Quickly.
The other one is that if you have a bad product or service, branding isn't going to solve that. You have
right.
to have a holistic view of what you're doing. Have a great service.
If the dogs won't eat your dog food, putting it in a new bag isn't going to help. Hey, Ross, CrowdSpring.com is the website. Hey, Ross, will you come back? Good job today.
Absolutely, Jim.
We love Good having talking. You on the show. Ross Kimborowski, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.